The invasive tunicate is properly known as Didemnum vexillum, or D-Vex for short. It sort of resembles something out of a science fiction movie.
Every one of you watching this screen, look out! Because soon, very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived will be oozing into this theater.
That's the trailer from the 1958 film The Blob. In the movie, a red mass of goo from outer space attacks the residents of a rural Pennsylvania town, growing and growing as it engulfs everything in its path. The invasive tunicate growing underneath the waters of Sitka Sound is not from outer space, but
similar to The Blob in that it's just going to spread over anything that it can.
Tammy Davis is the project leader for the Invasive Species Program in the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
We've seen it growing on seaweed. We've seen it growing on kelp and rocks and shellfish.
And when it covers those things, like clams and mussels, they can't open up and feed.
The other concern is that by carpeting the seafloor and carpeting seaweed, we're concerned that any fish that rely on seaweed, eelgrass, for some part of their life cycle would be impacted.
And that could have an impact on commercial and traditional resources, such as fish, herring roe, and kelp. ADF&G is asking the public to help out by reporting sightings of the tunicates to its invasive species hotline, 1-877-INVASIVE. Take a picture if you can and note the GPS coordinates of the tunicate. Davis says members of the public should not try to remove the tunicate. One reason is that it's easily confused with native species that are supposed to be here.
The other reason is that because it is such a successful reproducer, should you leave behind a fragment or it fragments while you're trying to take that, it could break apart and then now you've got spread instead of control.
D-Vex was recently sighted along the Oregon coast in May. It's also been found in Washington and British Columbia for a few years now. The state of Washington dropped $850,000 to manage the problem in Puget Sound. Right now, Alaska officials are still figuring out how widespread this underwater blob is, and they're hoping to prevent the marine equivalent of that 1958 movie scenario.
From then on, there's no stopping the blob as it spreads from town to town.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.